Adventures in Research. To those who have ever suffered the gnawing pain of an aching tooth, it may sound far-fetched to say that they should be grateful they're alive. But did you ever hear of what remedies were propounded for toothaches some 400 years ago? The remedy must have been more agonizing than the pain back in those days when the law was a tooth for a tooth. This is Paul Shannon bringing you another transcribed story of science by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. Today it is the story of what the fate of your molars would have been 400 years ago in the days of a tooth for a tooth. Let's turn back the clock some 400 years, back to the 16th century. You are sitting at the table enjoying each succulent morsel of roast boar when...
What ails thee, husband?
Oh, I believe verily. Yes, I believe I have an ache in my tooth.
Oh, what a pity, what a pity.
What a pain. Like the pitchforks of the netherworld.
Well, after dinner, you must hasten to have it attended to. You always have trouble with your teeth.
But it's for the holiday. The bathhouse is closed.
Well, there must be someone else beside the bathhouse keeper who can attend to your teeth.
Aye, but he'll be returning by Monday next. Perhaps I could wait until then.
Fiddle-dee-dee. Huh? You shall have it attended to before the day is out. Look unto your neighbor, John Weaver. He is the wealthiest man in the town. See who attends to his teeth.
Very well, my dear. To John Weaver shall I go. Ahoy, John! John Weaver!
Hey! Hey, who calls me there?
It is I, your neighbor, with the very devil in my tooth hounding me.
Oh, you! A toothache, is it? Well, what is that to me?
I thought perhaps you could inform me to whom I might scurry for relief.
Aye, that I can. Hie yourself to the state executioner.
The what?
The executioner. He does a handsome business in gouging out aching teeth when not engaged in his task.
The state executioner? John Weaver, where might I find him?
At the tavern, of course. And take your purse with you. For he charges a rightful amount for his talent in your relief.
Aye. Thank you, John Weaver. And a pleasant go. Pleasant good night. You there, lad. Have you seen any sign of the executioner?
No, my lord, I have not. And if it please the saint, may I continue this path?
I want him to attend to my tooth. Oh, he shall have to gouge it out, I am sure.
Oh, a tooth, my lord. Then come with me. A cavalier man named Kindheart is a famous extractor of teeth. He is even now having a performance at the street corner. I am on my way to see him.
A cavalier extractor of teeth now? Well, good. I shall join you, lad. Which corner?
Down here, my lord, where all the people are watching on the corner. Oh, that is he there. The one on the platform, with all of those teeth strung around his throat like a necklace.
A dirty rogue he doth appear to, that I'll swear.
Ah, my lord, but look to his cavalier's hat. The lead plaque on the brim bears the image of the patron saint of tooth pullers.
Even so.
Lord, lady, gentlefolk and townspeople, you see before you the world's most renowned extractor of teeth. For I am Kindheart, physician to courts across the continent. As I look into these faces below me here on the platform, I see but two expressions. Namely, the smiles of those who have the fortune of good health, and the sorrowful visages of those who are in pain, tortured and tormented by the pains of the teeth. Now, if I might have the assistance of some likely young lad to help me in my exhibition. Here, you boy.
Me?
Aye. Step up here onto this platform while I show the ladies and gentlemen and townspeople how I have cured the ills of the most famous and most wealthy people on the continent, and how I am now here to rid these dour faces of those teeth that cause them pain and grief. Step right up here, my lad. Now, how many years are you?
14, sir.
14, eh? A likely young lad. Have your teeth ever caused you anguish?
Oh no, sir. No, sir.
What fortunate people are the young. But you here before me, with painful teeth, can rejoice again, for the great kind heart will seize your anguish. Now, lad, stand firm here.
I'd best be home, sir.
No harm shall come to you, lad. Fear not, for you are in the hands of kind heart, the physician to courts across the continent. Aha, there in the audience, you, sir, you.
Me?
Something tells me that doleful expression betokens the sign of a toothache. You are searching for relief from the pain.
Yes, I am. However...
Now, watch, all of you. You too, good sir. Whilst I show you with what simplicity I force the lad's mouth open. Take my extracting instrument and... And here is the tooth. Here is the tooth. Simply, surely, and safely. Now, for a small fee, I can rid your body of that tempest of torment. Step down, lad. Now, here, come back, sir. You with the aching tooth, come back, sir. You.
My tooth is much improved after your exhibition, sir.
So, in Sicksture, England, you walk on. Your tooth not aching quite so much after that fearsome exhibition. You continue your search for the state executioner, but to no avail. And it is just as well you don't find him, for his services as a dentist come high. And your wallet has been pilfered by one of the charlatan's assistants, who has snipped off your money pouch while you watch the show. So, with ever-slowing footsteps, you turn at last to a shop, over the door of which hangs a wooden pole, painted with red and white spiral stripes like a stick of candy. You open the door.
Ah, good evening, sir. What shall it be? The hair trimmed? The beard shaved? Or is it a bone that needs setting?
No, it's a tooth. I have a pain in my tooth. I was dining on roast boar when suddenly...
A tooth, is it? Ah, then lie flat on the floor, sir. That's right, sir. Flat on the boards here. Now, open the mouth. Aye, sir. I can pull that tooth for you. This one here.
Ooh, that's it. It's fearful.
Aye. Now, sir, after I pull it out... Just fold back my sleeve, son. After I pull it out, what do you want to replace it?
Replace it?
Aye, sir. I have some splendid teeth, which I carved myself out of ivory and held into place with solid gold wire. Here, I have such a one in my own mouth.
Here, I am, huh?
Yes, but I...
Oh, if you have more means, then, you might do as some of my wealthier clients have done. Purchase a sound tooth from some young boy or girl. Widow Gaddle has sold many of her youngster's teeth, and I'm certain she would do as much for you.
Well, but how could you put the child's tooth into my jaw?
I just force it into your jaw, sir. Tie it into place. 'Tis plain to see you've had no such work done. 'Tis easy done, sir. In a week or two, your jawbone grows to your new tooth, and never an ache from such a tooth either.
No pain?
Where there is no feeling, there can be no pain, sir. And 'tis a fact. Now, grasp tight onto the floorboards whilst I ease your...
Well, let us not tarry too long at this barber shop 400 years ago. The barber grasps the patient's head between his legs and uses a forceps with ratchet teeth on its blade, somewhat like a pipe wrench now in use by your plumber. This forceps grips your tooth, and the barber's strong right arm rips it out. And you speed for your home in 16th century England as good as new. Well, almost.
Dear wife, the tooth is gone, pain and all.
You saw John Weaver.
Aye, but ended at last for the barber, who ripped out the old and provided me with a handsome new tooth that he threw right into my jaw. A tooth, dear wife, that will never ache.
But what about the rest of them?
He explained all that unto me. It is worms, he said, that eat away the substance of the tooth. just as they eat the flesh off an apple.
Then there is nothing to prevent your having a pain in your teeth the rest of your days, till all are gone.
I questioned him on that, too, and he gave me good advice for the price of 2 shillings. And should I follow it, he said, I would never have an aching tooth again in my life.
No.
'Tis what the ancient Romans did, he said unto me. Just eat a whole mouse twice a month.
And now, suppose we leave that 16th century toothache as speedily as we can. All that transplanted tooth our hero acquired will never cause him pain. The barber was right about that. The nerve in that tooth is dead. But it will become infected, of course, and an abscess will form. But no one in that time knew anything about infection from teeth or its effect upon health.
Modern dentistry was founded about the time the first school of dentistry opened, some 100 years ago. By 1880, mechanical dentistry had reached its culmination in the vogue for ingenious crowns and bridgework. But throughout this period, the primary object of dentistry remained the same: the prevention of pain and the preservation of beauty.
Then two great events in the history of dentistry occurred toward the close of the last century. The first was the discovery of X-rays, which enabled the dentist to see abscesses at the roots of teeth and in the jawbone, to find cavities in the teeth, and to observe tooth structure. The second, an American dentist teaching in Berlin, made this startling discovery.
The decay of the teeth is due to action of bacteria. If this decay of the teeth is unchecked, it may, and often does, lead to serious diseases of the body.
That American, Professor Miller, pointed the way to the ultimate in dentistry as we know it today. It has extended its scope far beyond the mere treatment of tooth ailments. It aims now to prevent them. Today's dentist is a far cry from those early times, for the modern dentist has the knowledge of decay prevention.
You see, Georgie, each tooth has a layer of enamel on its surface, just like a candy bar has a coating of chocolate. Under the enamel and forming most of the tooth is a hard substance called dentine. And in the very center of each tooth is a space filled with very delicate tissue containing blood vessels and nerves which extend right from your jawbone here and enter the tooth through its roots, just like the roots of a tree.
Oh, I see.
Now, once that enamel, Georgie, gets a break in it, the bacteria get into the dentine and gradually destroy it. And that's what we call a cavity. You see, a tooth is a living thing, just like your arm or leg, and that cavity is like a cut. But unfortunately, the teeth we humans have are a bit lazier than the rest of our body. They don't repair themselves.
And that's why teacher says we have to see our dentist twice a year.
That's the idea, Georgie. Sort of check up on those lazy teeth and see if there's been any split in their ranks so the enemy can get in.
With the slogan, "See your dentist twice a year," the dentistry profession has concentrated its efforts on preventive infection dentistry. Lots of people remember the time when a visit to the dentist was made only when a tooth really ached. Periodic visits give today's dentists an opportunity to stop tooth decay in its early and easily repairable stages. Yes, today's system of dentistry is a far cry from 400 years ago when charlatans, executioners, and barbers ripped out teeth by brute force. And although the dentist will never win any popularity contest as our most beloved citizen, just remember what 400 years of dental progress has saved you. Thanks to Dentistry's Adventure in Research. And that's today's story by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratory. Join us again next week for another transcribed story by Dr. Thomas on Adventures in Research.